We are screening every patient who seeks care throughout the healthcare system, just in the emergency department alone at the main campus. Since August, we've screened more than 42,000 people who have sought care at the Parkland Emergency Department.
Screening involves what?
First, a set of very broad travel questions that initially focused on travel to Ebola-affected areas, and then obviously we subsequently added contact with any patients here in Dallas who might have the disease. Positive answers there trigger a more detailed secondary screening that is designed to look at specific epidemiologic and symptomatic factors to rule in or rule out the disease.
When someone comes in and you have reason to believe they have symptoms of Ebola, what happens to them then?
They're immediately isolated from obviously any other patients, and the staff begins to take precautions to protect themselves with personal protective equipment. Sam, the isolation facility is a series of rooms that are designed to make sure that we keep basically clean from dirty. The isolation facility has one way in and one way out. When caregivers are entering that facility, they go from the clean side. They're able to put their PPE on, walk into a series of rooms that are designated for patient care. All of the patient's waste and other materials are in those rooms. And when they are done with their shift performing patient care, they leave those rooms, go through a contamination reduction station, take off their PPE, step into the clean area, and then they're able to return outside the secure facility with no contamination tracking out. We think it is consistent with all of the national best practices on special pathogens precaution isolation facilities.
And everything from who transports the patient, how we move them through the hospital, which ward we'll use, all of those things have been pre-identified, pre-planned, and are set up and staged, ready to go in the event that we have to do this for real.
Your website says you've had a plan in place for about 6 weeks or so, which would predate Thomas Eric Duncan at Texas Health Presbyterian. What then prompted the need to prepare for Ebola?
Well, I mean, I think the CDC gave some pretty good guidance to healthcare institutions back in early August, in keeping with the fact that we're a global city with a large international airport and a large international presence. Watching this develop on the African continent, it was only a matter of time until, we saw some in the United States. So being vigilant and our disaster management staff and program making sure that the hospital was prepared is what really prompted that enhanced screening. Obviously, once Mr. Duncan arrived in Dallas, and then that certainly prompted us to step it up even more.
Are the stakes higher for Parkland than for other hospitals, whether it be because of recent federal scrutiny over patient care or even just for being a public-funded hospital?
The stakes are high for Parkland because we are Dallas County's public hospital, and we are the last line of defense for public health in the community. We take that role exquisitely seriously, and we view our jobs here as making sure that Dallas County always has a place to go, no matter what the problem is.
Dr. Eastman, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure, Sam. Good to talk to you again.